On the night of January 6, 1965, in this version of one of the last nights of the once and famous Royal Theater on Pennsylvania Avenue, no less than the celebrated Count Basie Band was playing. The Royal was easily, in its time, the most popular movie and vaudeville house in Baltimore's African-American and segregated community. In that era, flourishing along a brightly lit way of clubs, restaurants, shops, and shoppers. In no time, the band was swinging into Sent For You Yesterday and Here You Come Today, and it had them dancing in the aisles. The biggest names in the world of black entertainment played the Royal. Billie Holiday, Cab Calloway, Pearl Bailey, Sarah Vaughan. But by the early 1960s, the Royal was showing signs of fading. The white-only rule was breaking down in clubs and theaters all over Baltimore. Television was getting bigger. But you would never know about any of that inside the Royal that night. The place was jam-packed. Patrons were standing on their seats, cheering wildly, jitterbugging in the aisles, enjoying the evening as if the legendary shows at the Royal and the life along Pennsylvania Avenue would go on forever. But though the audience could not know it, this would be the last of the big-name bands ever to play the Royal, hastening the change of both the Royal and the Avenue. But back to that night of January 6, 1965. The Basie Band, to wild cheers, broke the place open with the Count's signature song, 1 o'clock Jump. When the number ended and the curtain came down for the last time, and the applause died and the audience drifted out on Pennsylvania Avenue, they thought they had just heard one more great stage show at the Royal, and they would be back for others to see and hear the likes of Nat King Cole, The Temptations, The Supremes. They didn't know they had just heard the end of an era.